50 years ago, conservationists feared that Australia's Cape Barren goose could become extinct, and today it's officially listed as vulnerable to extinction. It's also known as the pig goose, and these birds were introduced to Kangaroo Island in South Australia and Phillip Island in Victoria. This was a part of the bid some years ago to try and protect them, to try and save them. But the geese have actually now exploded in numbers and have become a menace to farmers. They're leaving a trail of goose poo all over the local ovals, golf courses and around the town of Cowes on Phillip Island. Stephen Fullerton is a long-time local resident of Phillip Island and Island Ward Councillor for the Bass Coast Shire. Stephen Fullerton, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning, Fran.
50 years ago, we thought they were coming extinct. Now it turns out you've got hundreds, if not thousands of them on your island. Most people don't get to see threatened native wildlife every day, but on Phillip Island you do. What does the pig goose, as they call it, look like?
Oh, look, they're a large grey goose. They're quite a pretty bird, but they're certainly abundant down here. But yeah, 1984 they were introduced to the island and put into an enclosure out at Rill on the eastern side of the island.
And you grew up in Phillip Island, so you were there before the geese and after the geese. Tell us about that difference and tell us about the progression when they first arrived and the numbers now.
Well, they didn't. We were actually quite unaware of their existence when they were first brought here. They were put into an enclosure, an open-top enclosure with their wings clipped out at Rill. They bred slowly, but the young would take flight during the day and come back to the coop at night. But then they've just spread and spread, and now they've just reached plague proportions here. And they've so much so to the point that our farmers can no longer crop. Together with the wallabies, which are a massive problem as well.
Okay, that sounds pretty extreme. I'm going to put this in context because originally there was just a handful of birds taken to Phillip Island. Then the numbers went to 500 in 2009, and I think the latest count is 3,000 on Phillip Island. Try and explain to us, can you, why they're a pest? What are the problems these geese are causing?
Well, with farmers, the farmers can no longer crop because there's flocks of hundreds and hundreds of them which will strip a paddock bare. The farmers with their normal farming practice of paddock rotation can no longer do so because there's so many birds eating out the paddocks on a constant basis that there's just no feed left for the stock. But cropping is particularly important where farmers need to grow crops for their for the cattle, for their stock, for selling and whatever, but they can no longer do so because literally the day or 2 days before they're due to be harvested, they're totally stripped bare and need to be ploughed in.
One study finds that three geese eat as much as one sheep, and some of the farmers refer to the geese as sheep with wings. What is this doing to the economy of the island? Because I think that 80% of Phillip Island is broadacre farmland, or was.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's the problem. Farming is becoming unsustainable, and it's a massive issue for us. Our council has protected the rural aspect of the island by clearly enforcing the town boundaries, and then you've got large areas of farmland which are becoming unusable.
You're listening to Breakfast. It's 11 minutes to 9. Our guest is Stephen Fullerton, Island Ward Councillor for the Bass Coast Shire in Victoria, which includes Phillip Island. There is a group actually called the Goose Action Group. A lot of their concern, and a lot of people's concerns, if they're not farmers, they're just living in and around cows, is the goose poo. Tell us about that problem.
Yeah, look, that's a major issue. A prime example is the New Haven College, which is a large secondary college here on the island, and they've put down one of their recent developments as a sporting ground. They put down a large football field, there are so many geese on the field now that and with so much droppings all over it that they simply can't use it. And an example was one of the AFL clubs was going to had hired the football ground for pre-season training, and they arrived and there was so much dropping on the ground that they simply looked at it and said, "We can't use it," and headed off. And I see now the college are actually busing their students into Cowes, which is probably the college is probably 4 or 5 k out of town, and they bus the kids in to use the Cowes oval now.
Okay, so the problem is just the poo on the ground, that they don't want to step on it and play on it. It's not that the poo is wrecking the oval itself.
Oh, well, it's both. It's a health issue too for the kids. They can't be sliding around in it. So it's a major problem. And the golf course is the same. The golf courses now have a major issue with the geese. And but they're spreading. They're spread off the island now. They're actually they're travelling to areas like Bass, which is just off the back on the mainland, where there are large pea crops or whatever are planted seasonally there, and they're in danger of being non-viable now. And the French Island, which is another large island in Western Port, just to the north of Phillip Island, there's significant numbers that have moved across there now. So
is there a plan, Stephen? I talked about the Goose Action Group. It's good news in a scientific sense, a biodiversity sense, that the Cape Barren Goose is back in numbers. But is there a plan to try and somehow contain or control the population, in particular around Phillip Island? Are any steps being taken?
Well, what council has no role in the actual control of the numbers, but what we're doing is advocating with DELP, who are the government department, and Phillip Island Nature Park, and with the council, the three of us need to actually work pretty intensively to come up with a plan to actually control them. The suggestions have been the egg reduction, egg removal. Like they're tending to lay about 7 eggs each pair now, and if they can be reduced to 1 or 2, that'll probably go a long way towards controlling in the future. But it's they're very territorial once they pair up, but it's the flocks of the juveniles that are flocking in hundreds and hundreds, and they're doing all the damage in the properties.
Okay. All right, Stephen. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I hope that you and the geese can work this out. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Stephen Fullerton, Island Ward Councillor for the Bass Coast Shire in Victoria, which includes Phillip Island. And the good news is that the populations are growing and growing strongly. They were nearly extinct at some point. The plan of putting them on islands, Kangaroo Island and Phillip Island, seems to have worked, but it's creating a whole lot of problems, as you heard.